Sinn Féin is calling for a resumption to talks next Monday, but the DUP has called it a stunt and said they were ready for government months ago. As we all know, key decisions on health, education, legacy, they're just not being made. So with all of that and a lot more, you'd imagine there would be a big push on the Hill to get things going. Not so, according to some MLAs up there at the moment. One MLA has described Stormont as a ghost town.
This place is called me like a ghost town.
Bands won't play no more.
Too much fighting on the dance floor.
We are just disappointed that Sinn Féin did not come to the talks with the same spirit that we came to the talks. We respect everybody's mandates, let me make that very clear. But if we wanted to form an executive, then there had to be a spirit of compromise, and unfortunately that didn't exist.
We came at the negotiation with the right attitude, wanting to make the institutions work, wanting to deliver for all citizens. Unfortunately, the DUP maintained their position in relation to blocking equality, delivery on equality for citizens. That is a problem.
I think there are a short few weeks in order to resolve matters. The reason I say that is because of this issue, this stark issue in relation to public services here in Northern Ireland, and the lack of a budget having been set.
In my opinion, the venue is not the problem. It's the attitude and momentum bringing into these talks. The British government under James Brokenshire has failed miserably.
Given some of the commentary over the summer from Sinn Féin, it does point, I have to say, to me and to other unionists that Sinn Féin aren't interested in devolution.
The DUP are showing no urgency or no real inclination to deal with the rights-based issues.
There is no spirit of compromise. There is no willingness to build a shared future for all of the people of Northern Ireland. It's their way or no way.
I'm going on holidays. I cancel my holidays. I cancel my holidays. We'll put a negotiating team in now.
This town is coming like a ghost town.
The ghost town comment coming from the Green Party MLA, Claire Bailey, who's with us this morning. Claire, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Well, look what you've started now, Claire.
Oh, no. It's a great song, though.
Where did you come up with this?
Well, I was first elected back in 2016 in the Assembly elections. And it's not long after those elections, then we go into summer recess and then come back in September. So I had really from September until Christmas to get my head around and learn what it was to be an MLA before the institution was brought down. And since then, we've had a series of snap elections. But really, since the last Assembly election, my office has been empty, and I think a lot of other MLAs are the same. We don't know whether we should move into our offices again. When after the last elections, when there was some sort of talks or discussions going on between parties, the five main parties were moved over into the castle. So again, there was nothing really happening in Parliament buildings.
So when you go up there, what's it like?
It's well, at the minute, because it's summer recess as well, you would expect it to be quieter. But it is like a ghost town. The corridors are empty. There's no buzz about the place. My office is still empty up at Stormont as well. I mean, I haven't moved anybody in. I'm certainly not sending myself or my staff up there. And we're really constituency-based since the last elections.